To start us off, I want you all to think about a time where you had to make a choice. While you think of that story, I'm going to share one of my own that happened to me pretty recently. So some of you may know I'm a senior here at Auburn University majoring in Spanish, and at this point, I'm just ready to graduate. May 6th cannot come quick enough. So when it came to choosing classes for this current semester, my last semester, of course, I picked medical terminology. It's all online, and I can kind of go at my own pace, and plus I heard through the grapevine that it was kind of easy. However, this week we had 5 quizzes due, all in the same day. I've had about a month to do them, but I chose to do them all in one day against my professor's advice. So for 5 hours on Monday, I sat in my mother's office and I began those quizzes. But I'd never been more confused before in my life, I don't think, ever. And they were very hard. After a few crying spells, 3 to be exact, I finally finished those quizzes. And I learned not to choose to wait until the last minute to do them again. I also learned that I should never choose to work in the medical field. Ever. But I say all this to say that we make a lot of choices throughout our everyday life and throughout our lives in general. In our scripture reading from today in Deuteronomy, Moses is giving God's people a choice. He says to them, "I have set before you today life and prosperity, death and adversity." When we first read this, it can be a little jarring. I mean, wouldn't most people want to pick life and prosperity? What is Moses getting at here? Moses is nearing the end of his life, and before he leaves the earth, he wants to remind his people to continue to live out a faithful life, one that honors God. Moses reminds us that when we follow God, good things will come our way. Moses isn't guaranteeing that good things will happen to us just because we follow God. Rather, Moses is hinting at the benefits that we as Christians have by being able to join together in community. In our community of faith, we have people that we can rely on, people that we can trust. We have people alongside us grieving during our low moments, and we have those same people with us celebrating our triumphs. Moses wants his people to realize that when we work together as a community, we are putting our faith into action, and we are sharing God's love with the world. We might be taken aback by Moses again when he says, "But if your hearts turn away and you do not hear, but are led astray to bow down to other gods and serve them, I declare to you today that you shall perish." That might sound a little scary when we first read it, but again, we have to really think about what Moses is trying to say. It's possible to say that Moses isn't talking about literally dying here, right? But Moses has firsthand experience, and he knows what it means to come alive by allowing God to work through you. Moses knows that choosing life and prosperity means that you choose to live the way that God intends for God's people. Instead of literally dying, I think Moses is trying to hint that we will miss out on the beauty and the complexity of life that God has created for us. At the end of this passage, Moses says 2 words that really stick out to me. Choose life. So what does Moses mean by this? So I've been sitting with these 2 words for the past couple weeks thinking about choose life. What does that mean to me? And so I want to share a couple of those points. So when I think of choose life, I think that we should choose to do the things that God commands us to do. And instead of thinking about these things as things that we have to do or else we'll get in trouble or something, we should think about them as things that God wants us to do, things that we're called to do in response to God. Because God loves us, we can love God and we can love others. When we look at those first 8 verses in the Psalm 119, they are a celebration of God's commandments and of God's laws. God's commandments and ways aren't meant as restrictions, but rather prescriptions that lead to the fullness of life. God is love. God's law and commandments are love. So when we hear choose life, could we also say choose love? Could we paraphrase the choice to love or hate? Love the Lord your God and walk in God's ways. These are the ways of love. Choose what is life-giving and kind and good. How can we help each other thrive? Again, these commitments are not meant to constrict us. Rather, they're meant to set us free, to help us truly live and to thrive. Think about it as God giving us advice or guidance. I'm sure we all have people in our own lives who advise we really respect because they've been through a lot of life's ups and downs. And we value what they have to say because they have firsthand experience. And we know that they care about us and want the best for us. So of course, they're going to give us the best advice that they have. Similarly, God knows what feeds our souls and spirits. God knows what it takes for us to live our lives to our fullest potential. God created us and knows us better than we know ourselves. So God knows how to take care of us and how to help us navigate life. In choosing life, you must also advocate for yourself. It's important that you remember to take care of yourself. We are the only ones who truly know what we need and what we don't need, and so it's important that we make time to listen to ourselves. You have to also make time to do the things that you love. This can be resting, relaxing, reading a book, doing an art project, whatever that is, just make time for yourself. And of course, all these things are much easier said than done. But we should always try to take care of our needs, and it's not selfish to take care of ourselves. Because if we don't take care of ourselves, we're not able to help and care for others to our fullest potential. We need to do what makes us happy, what gives us life. In choosing life, we also must slow down. Sometimes life seems to go really, really fast. We get caught up in our everyday life. We do the things that need to be done, right, most of the time. But what about the things that bring us joy? There's a quote from Bayo Okomolafe who says, "The times are urgent. Let us slow down." He's saying to slow down and to listen deeply to our hearts, to the needs of this world around us. Moses is telling his people the same thing. Moses calls on his people and us to obey, and it's a serious calling. Obedience is not merely doing what you're told. Obedience means to listen, which involves much more than just hearing and following. Obedience is a discernment process that involves not only the mind and the will, but also, and most importantly, the heart. Choosing life can be as simple as just waking up every day, whether you wake up and stay in bed all day or whether you wake up and try to get things done. That's choosing life. And again, none of this is easy. Choosing life and choosing to walk alongside God does not guarantee that our lives are going to be easy from here on out. As we know, bad things happen to good people, and sometimes good things happen to bad people. And while I wish I could explain and tell you why, I don't think really any of us know why. And that's okay, because God is alongside us throughout the good and the bad. When I think about choosing life, another story comes to mind, and it's about my friend James from Greensboro College. So when I was in the youth group at this church, we would go to passport camps every summer in Greensboro, North Carolina, at Greensboro College. During my junior year of camp, I was lucky enough to meet James. James worked in the dining hall on campus, and he always greeted us with a smiling face, and he was always very intentional in the conversations he had with me and my friends and all the other campers and staff as well. This week, it just happened to be my birthday at camp, which is really fun and exciting. And on my birthday, James gave me a $5 bill as a present. For years, I kept that exact $5 bill taped to the back of my bedroom door. So every time I would leave my room, I would be reminded to be another James in this world, that I need to spread God's love like James did with me. I treasure this story of James because he went out of his way to make my birthday special for me. And it's a story that I still remember after all these years, and he probably has no idea that I even remember this. He could have very easily just done his job without having to interact with us or having to talk to us at all. After all, we never made his job easy for him because after every meal, it looked like a tornado ripped through the dining hall. However, James showed me kindness and love. He chose joy. He chose life instead. He saw the good in each and every person and did his best to bring the goodness out of people, which is something that God calls all of us to do. Now let's take a few moments to reflect on what all I have been talking about this morning. When you think of the words, choose life, what comes to mind? What does choosing life mean to you? I invite you to write down a word or sentence, or even draw a little picture in your bulletin that reminds you to choose life. I'll give you a second to do that if you would like, or you can think about it in your head. But again, what does choose life look like for you? I encourage you to hold on to this bulletin throughout the week or just keep it in the back of your head, but put your bulletin somewhere where you're going to see it every day. And I hope that it will serve as a reminder to you to do the things that fulfill you, as a reminder for you to make time in your day to use your God-given talents and share them with everyone that you encounter. And remember, be another James in this world. Show God's love. Amen.